Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Previously on Roll Britannia. Right, boys, there is an island called Nassau.
Can we stay there?
This may be an island for us to settle down.
Oh.
Queen Elizabeth's Revenge. Ned Bluebeard is an old friend of mine. We have agreed to turn the cannons on the fortress. This will allow your entrance to be much easier.
Tradesman's entrance, chaps. There it is.
I think we found our way into the fort.
Big gun secure. All good. Love
okay,
you.
Fuck off.
Jeff and Keth spring into being. The large figure steps in.
Ermintrude 1's in the back. Ermintrude 2's in pieces.
On your left.
And sort of squeeze
going
through.
Going to swoop down. Grab Derek. Next to the healer.
It's the big guy's turn. He's going to swing his greatsword at you. And he swings again.
Malrus, your skills are required.
Pop down the wizard's sleeve. I'm going to bomb the shit out of this place.
Look out the big old jar of bees. Throw it down on top of the guards so it smashes amongst their feet.
Grab the pocket pub pole. Handle very quickly, bring it back up to
it
the
It seems the entire world explodes. Hundreds of cannonballs impact exactly on the arse of this gigantic creature. Coming out of this crevice in the cliffside is a very sleek looking ship.
Ooh, I bet you that's the commandant.
Yeah, after it.
You turn the broom, but unfortunately turn into the path of a mortar.
Where is the broom now then? Is it still just afloat?
You don't know.
Okay. 1 and 3 are now mooching about beach together.
How many good days?
I'm going to go into my bag, pull out one of my shitty mushrooms and hand it to him. Is there a ship in
there? There is, yes.
I'm going to walk over to the ship. This is mine now.
Shall we?
Get off my ship.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
So, I guess let's pick our, you know, let's pick up where we left off the action. When we left off, Jeff was trying to convince Maurus to turn the cannons on the town. And Maurus, in no uncertain terms, told him to shove it. I think the exact words were, get off my ship.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Very dominant tone for Maurus.
Eyes a meeting.
Yeah, it really was. And I think Keth is just supervising his two cows on the beach. And Derek was sort of inspecting Nancy's the last time we saw things.
I wasn't inspecting it. I was just sort of idly being Nancy's aware of it.
Not like a health inspector or anything. No,
sorry, I'm going to have to shut you down. You know there's a war going on outside.
Sand everywhere.
So at this point, I'm having failed to convince Maurus to let me on, having been shut down, Jeff's going to fire a message on the sly at Maurus.
Yeah.
And just say, I need to find some other trousers. From what you, something happened with the healing. I have got everything in my kegs. I'm trying to stay cool in front of the others, but please help me. Mate, just let me on the ship, see if I can find some other trousers.
Mate, I was joking. Can we talk back? I can't remember.
You can reply.
Well,
once,
you can just talk to him.
Oh, yeah, I'll just talk. I was like, dude.
Just staring at each other.
Dude, I was joking. Come on.
Oh my god.
I don't know what's more disconcerting, that noise or Maurus suddenly saying like dude and bro.
He's got really confident chill, now. He's got
as soon as he gets on a beach, he just goes all surfer. It's crazy.
For the island vibe.
As long as he doesn't say fam.
But before we go anywhere, we kind of need to check, see if there's anybody on board.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I'll go first, because if I get scared, you know, I've already shit myself.
Fair enough.
Can't get any worse.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. I mean, are you checking the ship out there?
Yeah. Let's inspect the ship.
Okay. Can you both roll investigation then?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, 19. Oh, God.
You sound so pleased.
That was a sex voice.
Is a 16.
That was a sex voice, wasn't it?
16 as well. Yeah. You both have a good hunt around the ship, and you don't find anyone. The ship appears to be deserted.
Time though, and there were ghosts, and Keth got smaller.
Keyword appears. Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I'm not telling you the way things are. You investigated, and I'm telling you what you saw.
I would like to.
This is what you found.
To see if I can find any sort of trousers, really, other trousers than the ones I'm wearing.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I guess
investigation.
With your 19, you do find a small sort of changing booth with. A very small wardrobe, but can you roll a straight D20, please, and we'll just find out.
Physically small wardrobe, or is it limited selection?
Yeah, it's actually it's both. It's
a tiny, tiny wardrobe.
Can 14. You define if it's small?
The wardrobe is small, but also the booth only has a curtain that sort of covers the midriff.
just the
it's
stomach.
The saloon door of curtains.
Like a really old toilet cubicle where you can still look in. But
yeah.
You see everything.
Okay, yeah. So roll a straight D20 to see how good the clothes selection is.
14.
14. Yeah. With a 14, you find some clothes that are give or take human shaped and size. They're you know, they're not the most stylish things, but
like,
yeah, they're all
legs
right.
Or Maurus, are these yours?
They've got two legs, but maybe one's not quite the same length as the other. They're all right.
Maurus
will be fine.
The tripod toss cobble.
I've just got here.
I haven't moved my stuff in.
I don't know, miracle.
Maurus is already unpacked.
Okay, okay, I'm going to go into the changing room. I'm going to be covered in it. Is there? Okay, can I now look if there's any kind of like? Is there a shower in there? I doubt there's a shower.
No, but
Jeff.
Let me remind you of one of the key features of what is commonly described as a ship. They are usually, and I say usually because occasionally they're not, found at sea. Yeah. And sea is very useful for what one might call finding water.
The last time I jumped off a ship, I had to get rescued. You know.
I mean, I don't think that necessarily is going to be so much of an issue now, is it, mate? I mean, you have got certain
sort of docks.
I've got a floaty device. I've got a floaty jet.
You've got certain divine advantages.
Oh, yeah,
now,
I have also got
well.
Control over quite a lot of things at water and a floaty jacket. So that helps. I'm going to jump into the water.
Okay.
Leaps out of the porthole.
This is important. When you jump off,
Have you already removed your soil?
If you get shit everywhere, Yalan is like, cleaning this up.
Yalan's a whole carpeted anyway. Boat. All the boat's carpeted.
Well, yeah, everything is shag pile. The whole place.
Yeah, no I would say my trousers pile. Have got to be off. I'm going to take my trousers with me.
Right, yeah.
So they.
But you are Winnie the Poohing it through the back up on top yeah. of the deck and overboard.
Yeah, with the trousers above head. Woo!
Oh. No, okay, cool.
And so they fill okay, with fine. Water as I get, you know, down, and I can give them a bit of a shake off clean, and I give myself a bit of a shake off clean. And,
okay.
And then I'm going to come out of the water like 007,
I bet you do.
My hair. Can I roll performance?
Yes.
yes, still oh, covered in shit from the waist down.
In his blue shorts,
it's a natural
it?
20.
Oh, amazing. Nice. That is the best performance of any. I mean, there's people having a fight just on the edge of town, just at the top of the beach, and they stop. Because of how yes! good that performance is. They literally, they're mid swing of an axe or a, you know, bash of a sword, and they turn and they just see you, and their arms sort of go, oh, and they just sort of stare, mouth agape at this.
Who's that beautiful shit covered man?
I'm not covered in shit anymore. It's fine. All in his That's hair. Why I'm beautiful.
A damp human being, fully Winnie the Pooh, you know. Freeballing, striding, hair swinging, you know, out of the ocean.
Everything swinging
for the chap.
Yeah,
the ocean.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, you've got a 1 foot, you know. Yeah. And Malrus, how much of this do you see?
Well, I'm just sort of running around. Well, not running around deck.
Wanking out of the water.
Just furiously.
No, I'm sort of inspecting the
inspecting
cannons.
That's what you say. That's what you say. You weren't masturbating. You were just checking it for bumps.
Just checking.
You were cleaning it and it went off.
Checking the cannons because I'm going to prep them to fire at the city.
I could have twisted okay, that so, whole sentence again. But,
do you see bottomless Jeff run past you, or are you
too
involved?
I guess I see. I will probably look up and see Jeff's ass as he's walking up the beach.
Yeah. Okay.
And
fine.
I will shout. Put it away.
It's not a good look for the chaps, is it? You know, a chap with his shirt on and no trousers.
With his chap out.
It's hideous, isn't it? Makes We're not aesthetically scary. Pleasing downstairs. That's all.
Nobody no
there is
see
there
that.
Only one worse look. And I'll tell you this now, a worse look than that is all naked but with socks.
Yeah, makes them all look like a
and
chicken.
A beanie. I find socks and a beanie ain't a good look.
Well, that just
socks
feels like you've got the same thing on both ends.
Top and tail.
So you're taking
that's the important parts covered.
It's like when you go into body heat.
That's what you have to wear when you go into those dressing rooms with the saloon doors.
Anyway. Oh, God. We've got
so I'm
going to
come out of the beach and I'm going to quickly... as sneakily as I can, having done such a spectacular hair wave.
I mean, everyone is looking at you, so
yeah, excellent.
It's very. It's going to be. I'm not going to allow you here to roll an amazing performance roll and a stealth
and
roll at the same
and
time.
Then be stealth, yeah.
No,
logic exists. Excellent.
Everyone is staring. Yeah, the fighting around the edge of the beach has stopped. 20 or so people are currently staring again at this marvel.
Thaumaturgy. I'm going to thaumaturgy, make the earth rumble slightly whilst projecting my voice to three times the loudness that it can be and go, now that's a weapon.
Okay.
As you get out of the sea and it's a bit cold.
Yeah, it was cold in there. Don't look.
Okay, let's
even
just
so.
Put a pause in that then. Derek and Keth, what are you guys up to?
I just don't even know anymore. I mean, Keth has pulled another cow out of a bag.
Well, no,
which
just,
is not the expression.
It sprang from the bag. It just. Yeah.
You did pull one out. You did pull Ermintrude the first out as well.
Ermintrude one.
Ermintrude one. You yanked Ermintrude one out of the bag, which is an impressive feat all by itself. And Ermintrude three just appeared, spawned. Someone entered the cow cheat code and a cow came into existence.
There's a part of me that wants you just to keep taking things out of Bob until you don't get a cow. Like, just see how many cows you can get.
Well,
right. In amongst the owl bears and the orangutans.
If you get an owl bear or an orangutan, stop. Don't keep doing it. But just if you end up with like 80 cows and then we go, oh, there's an owl bear, we'll just turn the cows on them.
Just start a dairy. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Yes, cows notoriously vicious creatures.
the cow is the natural enemy of the owlbear.
Of the owlbear, yeah.
Well, a cow is more powerful, I would think, than gazelles, and they killed Mufasa in a stampede, so...
Are you comparing an owlbear to a gazelle?
No,
I think the gazelle's got a bad rep there.
Mufasa is the owlbear in
Mufasa
this situation.
Is the owlbear, yeah.
Oh, right, the hyenas as well. They're an oppressed society, wasn't there?
I'm just picturing a large owl that has arms that goes rah. I have really no reference about what an owlbear is. So I've done no research into this.
Picture
I want the surprise.
Grizzly bear, but instead of bear face,
it's got an owl hat.
Owl. Face.
Yeah.
And they're really wise and they're completely silent.
Yeah, and it can growl in 360 directions.
Its head does turn all the way around.
And they spell their names Walbears.
Yeah. Walbert? Is his name Walbert?
Because Wal is from Winnie the Pooh. That's how he spells his name.
Walbert? Bonjour, je m'appelle Walbert.
I think we should change it to Walbert. If an owlbear appears, I'm going to call him Walbert.
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 Write that down.
Amazing.
That's the owlbear name.
God, right. So what are you doing?
Derek, so by this point, everybody stopped fighting on the beach where we are.
Just the people sort of nearest the beach. Yeah, they're all sort of staring in Jeff's direction. Actually, roll a charisma or constitution saving throw. We're going to do one of the two. What do you reckon?
I'll go charisma.
Yeah, go for it.
That is a 10 total.
Oh, that's not... You're captivated. You are very impressed.
Ah, Jeff, what a magnificent penis you have.
That he's a bit chilly.
No, it's mighty impressive, and I wouldn't want to go up against you in a sword contest. No, what?
I didn't know he was Jewish.
I think that's just how he's standing. Jeff, I'm going to approach. I'd like to approach Jeff. Is he holding any trousers or?
Yeah, yes, he's holding a pair of trousers.
If they dissolved in the sea, you know, like those sea dissolving trousers,
comedy trousers that dissolve,
falling apart in his hands.
Gotta replace.
Gotta walk
trousers.
Around naked. Now.
Yeah, a year ago,
the waist out.
They've just come into fruition. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Go on.
I'm going to take out my tea towel of invisibility and I'm going to snap it. And I'm going to go, there you go, son. Just cover that up. You might want to put it lengthways. Just sort of place it.
It makes so the tea towel of invisibility, because you snapped it, it's now invisible, but it's the size of a tea towel.
Yeah, so your sort of groin will disappear.
Just by groin.
Yeah.
So it's just legs. Space and then torso.
Yeah, it's going to be it's sort of like, you know, loincloth sized on you. And anything it covers is invisible.
So I've essentially got an invisible nappy.
Yeah, so you know, like Rayman, where his hands and feet are not attached to his body by any limb. It's like that, but it's just your groin missing.
Just look like a reverse golem.
Yeah.
So I need to do a sleight of hand to tie it into a nappy because I don't want to have to keep holding it.
Yeah, go on. Roll a sleight of hand, see how well you can tie it on.
I'm gonna want you to wash that before you give it back. It's invisible, but that doesn't mean it doesn't stain. Okay.
I don't want it coming back smelling like camembert.
No.
13.
No. Yeah, I mean, you tie it on reasonably. I mean, as long as you're not trying to do any gymnastics, it'll probably be all right.
Okay. Sound.
That first cartwheel is going to be disastrous.
What's the temperature of the weather out here?
Well, you're effectively the Caribbean. You're fine.
Okay. Sound. Okay, so it's nice. I'm appropriately dressed.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't want to be wearing heavy armor or anything like that.
I mean, I wouldn't say appropriately dressed, but you are at least covered now.
Yeah.
For the weather, not the situation.
The room, doesn't it?
If this was a private beach and it was just you on it, you'd potentially be overdressed for that. But, you know.
Yeah, I am now.
Okay.
These guys that are looking at us on the beach that have just briefly stopped their fighting. How many people are there?
A dozen pairs or something.
Okay, can I make a perception check to see if there are more royal guard or more pirates? Or
I mean, give a roll. That's fine.
That would be perception. Hold on. 15.
15. Yeah, it looks relatively balanced, but if you're pushed to it, you'd say there's probably more of your guys than there are of them.
Okay. I'd like to turn to Jeff and go, do that thing with your voice again, and let's get them to surrender. Okay?
I'm going to do that then. Okay. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy and make the ground shake a little bit and go, now that I got your attention with sex, here I have to say,
with my sex parts,
it's best you surrender, or else.
He'll get his dick out again.
He'll show you his sex equipment.
Before we do any dice rolling for this, I just want to see what Maurus has got in store. Maurus, this is all happening simultaneously. I'm trying to keep it happening sort of parallel.
Yeah,
while all this is going on, what has Maurus been doing?
So I've been training. Last time you said there was four cannons in total, two on each side, wasn't there? So I've been sort of training the cannons onto various positions where I've noticed fighting.
Okay.
And I'm just sort of guns ready to...
Okay. Are you just aiming them? You're not shooting them? You're going to do... Are you just waiting?
They're loaded. They're ready.
Okay.
I just want to see what's happening next.
Okay, fine. That's absolutely fine.
You don't want to do a bill and try and break up peace.
Yeah.
No.
The destroyer of
all
peace
assessing the situation to see where it's going to go.
To be clear, it is only the people sort of on the edges of the beach that have stopped the fighting. There is lots of fighting still going on in other parts of the town.
Okay,
so Jeff,
are any of your cannons trained on the beach where the people have just stopped?
Yes.
Okay,
cool. One's at the beach, one's sort of further uptown.
Okay. Jeff, can you roll intimidation, please? And I will roll a.
Natural 20.
Who are you?
Who is this guy that's playing as Jeff?
Well, look, I'm not going to lie to you here. That couldn't have gone any better for you because not only did you roll a natural 20 in your intimidation, in my constitution saving throw, I rolled a natural 1.
Oh, wow.
So all of the
power of the invisible groin.
So the situation is this. There were a selection of royal guards and a couple of royal marines that were there fighting with the invaders that you are. And when you strided confidently out of the ocean, a sort of aura had appeared. And Jeff, you sort of captivated everyone's attention, even the sort of pirates that you were on the same side as. And then demonstrated that you have a large wang and showed off about it. Mm-hmm. And then you put a cloth that made your groin invisible, like some sort of just monstrous sex ghost. And
monstrous sex ghost is a great name for a rock band.
I've seen that as a B-movie.
Yeah. And then you shout at them again and told them to surrender. And not only do all the guards immediately throw down all their weapons, two of them faint, six of them cower behind the people they were previously fighting with, and the rest of them leg it.
Right, okay.
Back up towards the town without their weapons, to be clear. They dropped them and ran.
I love this rolling well stuff. This is just...
It's a different game when you roll well.
I love this having a big wang stuff.
Jeff the Schlong, they call him from that point onwards.
You need to scare more people with your penis.
Oh, that was really quite impressive, actually, Jeff. Well done. I didn't realise that it would go quite that well.
Enough about his penis. That was what he did with it as well. It was equally as impressive.
Well, it's not the size of the wave. It's the motion of the ocean. And then I'm going to go and try and find some trousers and put the trousers on them. The other trousers. I don't want wet trousers.
Okay.
So are you still invisible underneath the new trousers?
When they dropped their weapons, did any of them drop their trousers?
One of them did drop their trousers as well. They dropped a pair of white Royal Guard trousers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, those look quite fetching, Jeff.
If he hasn't shit in them, I'll take them.
They look pretty white.
It was a goblin.
Oh. Nice.
Maybe a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
It is the right weather for it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah,
you can have some bright white shorts.
Oh, that's proper sailor look. That is
nice. Okay, they smell slightly of goblin.
Who likes short shorts?
That's
Jeff likes short shorts.
Nothing wrong with a pair of short shorts.
I'm gonna just tuck the cloth that Derek gave me. into my pocket because I'll wash it later. I can't just give Thank it back you. To him.
That's,
I'll
give yeah. it very a, responsible
yeah.
of you.
Just yeah. give him a little nod.
It's invisible. It won't matter.
Unlike you did matter. To the bathroom.
No, Jeff, you got to shake it again, I think. Just
otherwise
so
you'll never find it. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, don't
oh.
drop it.
Oh, oh. Sorry. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, look, it's a tea towel all along.
Isn't this stitching lovely? He just tucks it in his pocket.
Yeah, you did a great job on it. I didn't expect it to come into such close contact with your penis, but...
Not on its first use, at least.
That's what a gift is all about.
A lot of people say that about Jeff.
You know, I wasn't expecting to touch his penis quite so soon. No, officer, neither was I.
Well, you know, if standing close to you doesn't work, you got to do it naked.
Yeah.
It's just gone down a very weird road.
So these guys,
I'm
speaking of...
again, it's fine.
Yeah, running up a road. These guys are just pegging it.
Yeah,
from us.
Yeah.
Grab those weapons.
Was it just the Royal Guard that surrendered? Was it everyone?
Well, yeah, I mean, your pirate guys didn't surrender to you because you were on the same side.
Okay.
And then...
Well, I was hoping that they would know that, but in case they didn't...
Well, you're not dressed as Royal Guards or Marines or anything, and you're not attacking them, so...
Well, he's Derek not dressed is. As yeah, fucking I'm not, anything. Yeah.
Derek's not got,
dressed.
Derek's dressed as Royal Guard.
Oh, yeah, you are, to be fair.
I was.
Yeah, you
yeah.
are.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me of that. I'd like to...
Except for your shoes.
Yeah, you've got Except the wrong shoes on you.
I would like, if everybody's okay with it, I'd like to follow this sort of wave of fleeing people towards the nearest battle that is commencing.
You're going to join the fray dressed as a Royal Guard.
I'm not going to join the fray. I'm just going to approach the nearest battle. I'm going to go, Jeff, come with me. I think we can solve this quite quickly.
Okay, this seems pretty risky.
I just need your same, I need you to use your voice again. What's that, Maris?
Do you want to stay here with the guns?
I tell you what, Maurus, when I give you the signal with my stone of far speech, right, just fire a shot into the town, right? Doesn't have to be kill anybody, it's just be a warning shot.
I'll fire it straight up and see yeah, where it yeah, comes
yeah.
down.
Straight yeah, up. That'd be that sounds fun.
Well, not straight up, obviously.
That'll be far
less collateral,
the ship, that'll
but...
be fine.
Nah. And the wind will take it. How much does a cannonball weigh anyway?
That sounds like a philosophical question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So Don't I'd like
How many roads must a man walk down? Town. How much does a cannonball weigh?
Yeah.
When it's aimed.
So yeah, I don't want to join the fray or get too close, but I want to sort of start to approach where people are fighting with Jeff in tow.
Okay, so you pursue the fleeing Royal Guards with the pirate figures that are also pursuing them. While you had that minor conversation, they'd taken a moment to either subdue or bind the guards who tried to take cover behind them. You know, there was a few punches and, you know, there's a couple of unconscious people around and one or two people who are just sort of whimpering while having their hands and feet tied. And as you're running off towards the town, up this sort of the main high street, if you like, but not a high street, but you know what I mean, the sort of the main drag through this township of things, the main sort of road through the town, off to your left in what appears to be another drinking establishment, something that approximates an officer's bar, as it were. It's called the Mariner's Head.
Right. And are there any officers outside?
Well,
is there any
as you're running towards it, a small explosion goes off and a Royal Guard who appears to be wearing a slightly more senior uniform comes flying horizontally out of the new, well, open plan front door.
Nice.
You know, it was a small door before that, but it's effectively a sort of bifold situation going on now, but you know, sans the physical doors and glass. It's just the big opening. He comes out a horizontal thing immediately across from you and slams into a building on the other side in a sort of smoking, smouldering wreck and doesn't move. And from the newly exploded building comes running a couple of very sort of rakish looking figures. One of them is wearing a sort of blue shirt and sort of jacket arrangement with very sort of... quite long, dark hair, and he's quite, you know, he's got many, many sort of rings and neck adornments and tattoos and things. He looks quite a rough kind of guy. And following on behind him is a is a female figure wearing a long dark coat and a wide-brimmed hat with a feather in it. And both of them are carrying very menacing-looking swords and have a number of pistols that you can see sort of stashed about their person. And the human man comes striding quite purposefully out of the building and sees you, Derek, dressed in a military uniform, but surrounded by... who's gone with Derek?
I am.
I have, because Maris is all right on his own.
Okay.
I've abandoned the herd.
Okay. He sees you standing alongside Keth and Jeff, and he approaches and he says, "The hell is going on here?" Right, Pedro. Now, what was it you wanted to talk to me about? Well, just make it quick. They're here in a minute. You want to have a bigger part in the show? Well, you can't, boy. You're here with me.
Hello.
Well, that's not true. You have a very important job to do.
Hello.
Of course they love you. And anyway, I wouldn't want you out there with those lunatics. It would have a shout-out every week. A pay rise? Oh, they're here. Well, you lot, it's Dungeon Master time. First things first, all of us here at Roll Britannia want to gather up a huge pile of thank you and throw it right into your ears because you really deserve it. We love making this show and it really is all about you guys who tune in every week, week in, week out without fail. We would have sunk a long time ago without you scurvy lot, so it's great to have you aboard. Now, shout out time. Where did he go? Pedro! Shout out scroll, s'il vous plaît. Ah, there you are. What's this? This is really rather beautiful and ornate. Yeah, but why have you made me an origami pigeon? Oh, sorry, parrot. Yes. Well, I have to say, I'm impressed. I don't know how you managed to do that with your parroty talons, but it's a shame I'll have to unfold it. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Give me a pay rise, Pedro. You're not getting a pay rise. Give me the real scroll.
Hello.
Here's some of my biscuits. Now, shoo. Well, this week's shout-out goes to Spencer C. Roberts, who messaged us about the Argus catalogue. Well, Spencer, access to the catalogue is a closely guarded secret passed down from Dungeon Master to Dungeon Master, where only the truly enlightened can understand its treasures after many years of devotion to prove their worthiness. Got carried away there. We're glad that you're enjoying the show and that you love our daft drawings too. Now stand back, you lot. I can hear an incoming random celebrity shout-out. Well, it seems Hugh Grant, also in preparation for his part in the new upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie, has been listening to the show, and apparently, Keth is his favourite character. What? Well, that's pushing it too far, Keth. Now, they're definitely going to know that we're bending the truth. What was that? You want to get in touch with the show? You want a shout-out of your own? You've got an amazing idea for the show, and you want to see Jeff's penis enlargement spell? Jeff. Ugh. Apart from that last one, it's incredibly easy to do. Just look for Roll Britannia on pretty much any social media. You name it, we're probably there. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even Discord. We love chatting with you lot, so don't be shy. Get in touch. Now then, wherever you decide to get your podcast from, we would really appreciate it if, whilst you're there, you could take just a minute or two to give us a lovely 5-star review, eh? The storms are fierce and the monsters are aplenty in the D&D podcast world, so a kind word from you guys really helps the good old ship Roll Britannia to steer a safe course through the high seas, and it also helps more fantastic people just like you to discover the show. And if you haven't already, bash that subscribe button, otherwise Derek will kick you in the shins and steal your loot faster than you can say, "Hey, why are the toilets in the wizard's sleeve so disgusting?" Right, that's enough for now. I've got to get back to trying to steer those four buffoons towards disaster. Victory. So draw your swords and grab your gear. There's pirating to be done. Go on, go!
Can I ask, is my uniform, is it white?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to, without saying anything to him, I'd like to take off my like, you know, uniform,
steady on,
you know, shirt thing, and just grab like the nearest bit of like a stick or whatever I can wrap the sort of white uniform around it, almost like a surrender thing, and go, well, lads, nice to see you. I see you've made yourself acquainted with the local amenities. What's going on here is we're going to end this fight right here, right now. Are you in for that?
Yeah, of course I am.
Excellent. Well, stick with me, son, and everything will be cushy.
Who are you guys? Who are you?
Who are you?
We're from the Tel Daf.
You can't answer a question with a question. That doesn't count.
This was, this was about camouflage. I'm not really part of the Royal Guard.
I don't know if they're necessarily from the Tel Daf.
And the,
well, we're from the Tel Daf, aren't we?
We are. Yeah,
the woman sort of, the human woman sort of speaks up and she says, "You're from the Tel Daf.
Are you from Liz's Revenge?
What gave us away?
That you're not from the Tel Daf.
And all of the guns."
And she, as she, as she's sort of talking to you, she sort of pulled out a little knife and is just sort of cleaning her fingernails with it.
Classy.
Nice. I like a bird who takes care of herself.
The human man says,
"How exactly do you propose that we end this without more bloodshed?"
Well, my friend here has two excellent qualities and one 15-inch quality that hangs between them. No, he has a very good skill that he's just demonstrated. He's got a very loud voice, and coming from me, you know that that's a compliment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get him to announce some stuff while I, in my Royal Guard uniform, go to the centre of this crowd and start to wave a flag of surrender. Hopefully that will encourage people, along with Malrus's, a friend of ours who's down on the beach, hopefully, along with his warning shot, that'll encourage them to, you know, sort of maybe give up on the idea of fighting us, because if not...
What do you mean, warning shot?
Oh, we've got a... Don't worry about it.
You still haven't told us who you are.
The name's Artery, Charles Artery.
Nice.
Carotid or femoral?
Your choice.
Sounds like a bloody good name. Nice. Good. And who's your friend here?
The manicurist.
This is Bonnie Ann.
Bonnie Ann, did you say?
Bonnie Ann.
Oh, well, a pleasure to meet you, Miss Ann, and nice to meet you as well. I hope you don't mind if I call you Charles. This is Jeff.
Hi.
Is he in charge?
Well, classic. Charles, you're not in charge of me.
And as you're stood there having this conversation, without really even looking, Charles just pulls a pistol from inside his coat, aims wildly off to his left, fires, and as you look, you see a Royal Guard who has just taken a round straight between the eyes.
Well,
nice.
Yes, very impressive. I'll tell you what. Well, why don't you, you rough and tumble lot, along with our friend Keth here, who it has a penchant for violence, I won't lie to you. Why don't you just make a big show of it while we do our thing, and just take out as many as you can, and that should really drive the message
home. Oh, you're not my boss, but I guess...
I was just making a suggestion.
I was going to do that anyway.
No, I'm sure you would have done. I just, as a one colleague to another, I thought we might, you know, get on the same page. That was more for me than it was for you.
How about if we just do those things together at the same time, and you can say it was your idea. How's that?
Kill. How about I kill everyone, and you stand here and wait?
I mean, it sounds like, action-wise, you're going to do exactly what we've just discussed, but for your own ends. And to be honest, I'm sort of okay with that. So crack on, mate.
Bonnie Ann leans into to Charles and she says,
I think we need to let him get on with it. Let's go.
Just make it bloody and vicious.
And he
Is
says,
there any beer left in that pub you destroyed?
Take a look.
And they stride off up the street. Not running, just really confidently striding up the street, cutting down or shooting anything that stands in their path.
Right, well, so that's my plan, lads. Any adjustments you want to make, or does that sound good to you?
I mean, if you pull that off, it's risky.
I know, but we could just get... Jeff, basically, all I need you to do is say, like, pardon me.
Say pardon me.
Pardon
me.
Stifle
me.
A burp a little bit.
Everyone,
yeah, yeah,
stop
yeah.
Fighting.
Start with that.
Pardon me.
Yeah, exactly. Pardon me. Please stop fighting. Basically, I think they need to know their commanding officer is no longer defending them, has fled.
Do we know his name?
They have nothing to fight for. They can return to their homes, fill their pockets, and leave in peace or remain in peace, whatever. But there is no reason to continue battling. The island is lost, essentially, is the message that I'm going after.
So if you could do that,
that's a lot of information that you're interested in.
Not really.
That would be amazing.
Not really. The island is lost. You have nothing to fight for. Your commanding officers have fled or are dead.
I've always been really good with words.
Could you mime that,
Jeff? Just convince them. Sell it to them.
Could you act that out in a couple of...
Make it yours, Jeff. Your motivation is you want the bloodshed to stop.
Should I be at a vantage point? Do we need to find, like...
Oh, I will get you up somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll just
because I'm going to play the part of the. I'm going to play the part of the. You know, the convinced guard who decides this is enough. Is enough.
Right. You got the white flag. You're giving up.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How about I point a particularly scary-looking weapon at you to make it more.
Yes. Yes, Keith. You could even throw a couple of punches my way if that makes you feel any better.
That's completely fine with me.
Have you got another smoke grenade I can like walk through? Dramatically.
What, like stars in their eyes?
Yeah.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to convince you to stop the bloodshed.
Jeff's going to go bibbidi bobbidi broom.
Oh, it's just getting sad now.
Oh, nothing happens.
That's not good.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. It's fine.
It's worth a try.
Malrus.
It's worth a try.
What are you doing while all this is going on?
Polishing
just
his cannon.
Checking out the ship.
Okay. Hear something. Just a very little voice. You hear this little voice it doesn't appear to be sound. You can just sort of hear it in your very being. And it says,
Maris, why don't you just end those poor souls on the beach?
On the beach. Okay.
There was nothing
way,
I could
way to argue about Ross. Yeah.
Why?
Just sort of like, okay, lights and just but, bang.
I'll never talk.
No, these are the bound up royal guards, or the unconscious ones that have been left there by the pirates who have pursued other people back into the town.
The innocents.
So it's
now,
fair game then.
Aris, what are you going to do?
I'm going to fire the cannon.
Okay. Roll to hit.
More innocent murder.
That's
Malrus?
A seven.
Seven?
Oh.
You fire the cannon at the beach and you sort of miss. But, you know, you blow a huge cloud of sand over some of the prisoners.
I tried.
Just stop there.
He's not... See, the thing is, he's not anti the influence of this strange figure, but he's really not doing much... to go with it either.
Yeah.
Very much if
apathetic,
it happens.
Yeah. Apathetic about the whole experience. Weird voice in my head telling
cleric.
Me to do really be evil things. I had a crack at doing some evil things, didn't pan out. Alright, I'll move on with my life.
Tried it. Was it for me?
Is there alignment lazy evil? Is that
lazy evil?
Really casual evil.
Yeah, if they could be bothered, I'd take over the world and run it as an evil empire. But I just can't. I mean, I'd rather stay on the sofa.
It just seems like effort. Yeah.
I was the devil's own puppet.
If it's convenient, he'll be evil. Yeah. If it's not convenient, he's not going to be
convenient.
Evil, but over here. That's it.
Yeah.
I will be evil, yeah. But it's Saturday now. I'm not going to be able to do it until Monday.
He'll steal
bank holiday. Can't do it until Tuesday.
He'll steal candy from a baby, but only if it's on his way to work.
He's not going to get out of his way to be evil.
No. And he works from home, so he needs to be.
Needs to be like
he
literally
doesn't have a child,
there, yeah.
So it's perfect, isn't it?
Oh God!
I stole an apple from him earlier.
I told. There you go.
That's the one of the first steps. That's a gateway.
Must be.
That's gateway evil, that is.
Yeah. They're nature's apples. Yeah. They're nature's sweets. Darren, ruin them, Joe.
No, nature's apples.
Nature's apples.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, nature's apples are apple. Nature's apples. You're
it
not
is.
Wrong.
Yeah. Nature's apples.
Anyway, back to the podcast.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you missed that if you haven't went, oh, I mean, oh. You might go away with it.
Not from the fans.
Okay. The rest of you hear a single cannon fire behind you.
I hope that wasn't premature. Is that Malrus? Did it sound like...
Is that another penis joke?
It's going to be Malrus. Let's face it.
I tell you what, Malrus.
He had the ship.
Yeah.
Malrus. I'm going to leave by stone...
That was a misfire.
Sorry? I can't hear you.
He's
over
probably lost a bit of his hearing.
It misfired.
Oh,
hurry up!
It
don't let
like
it happen again.
It wasn't a misfire. That did fire.
Yeah, it did fire at the beach where all those tied up prisoners are.
Those helpless tied up prisoners.
I'm going to say to him, Malrus, I'm going to keep my stone of fast speech on in my pocket. When you hear the words, please spare us. No more bloodshed from myself, then you should fire.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to go so well.
Okay. So then, where are you guys going? What's the strategy from here?
I'm being led by Derek.
Okay, Derek, where are you going? Where's the goal?
Can I make a perception check? Is there a sort of a vantage point that that Jeff could get in that makes it seem like the voice is coming from this mad pirate that we've just met? I kind of want to like throw shade onto him.
Okay,
kind of like Pride Rock, or
yeah. Do you know what that Pride Rock? This island is literally the set of the Lion King, only with more pirates and the sea.
They're hyenas
and more cows.
Considerably more cows. No, there is, however, you don't need to roll a perception check. You can see a church tower from where you're stood.
Oh, that's
church
perfect.
Tower.
Oh, well, you assume it's a church. There's a bell at the top of it, so.
It's a bell tower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go up there, Derek.
Go up to the bell end where you belong.
The bells!
I don't think... to be fair, I could go up there as well and sort of wave the flag of surrender. And then
attach
people
it
think,
to the top of the
yeah, tower. And people would think, okay, let's do that.
All right.
Keth, can you just fly us... Oh, wait. Oh.
No,
it's not dead, you prick.
Keth, my boots are quite dusty. Have you got some sort of piece of equipment that you could sweep it off with?
I mean, I could blow them off with my blunderbuss. How about that?
No, I think you're all right there. Sorry, Keth.
When you said before, it's like, I'm wearing the uniform, but the wrong shoes. It made me think like outside the battle was a pair of bouncers going, yeah, coming in, we need reinforcements. Yeah, you're not coming in with those shoes on.
I've got Royal Guard battle. Uniform head to toe and then trainers on.
Just some high tops.
Nah, not with those shoes. Not tonight, mate.
Why is he wearing flip-flops?
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in.
Not coming in.
Socks and sliders.
What happened to the klaxons? Right, okay. So you're all going to try and head for the bell tower then, apart from Malrus, who... Are you taking aim at the bell tower or something? What are you doing, Malrus?
No, I'm just going to aim across the town.
But don't aim at the bell tower.
The bell tower.
Yes, don't aim at the bell tower.
Okay.
That's quite an important...
Listening to he's obeying the voices in his head just badly.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I hope to be one of those influential voices in his head, so hopefully he can fucking listen to me.
Right. Okay. So can... Each of you that is going to the bell tower, please roll a d20, please.
Okay. Just a d20.
A straight d20, yeah.
11.
I'm not making this up.
13.
Is that a natural 20 or a 20?
It is a 20. What? Natural 20.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Three on the trot.
Wow. Who
that
are you?
Insane.
Who are you? He's got one of those new dice that just has 20 on all the sides.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Even the D100.
Little purple baby.
Is that one going in its own special box from now on? It's his personal cheating guy.
It's not allowed to interact with any other dice.
In case they corrupt it, yes.
Negative energy.
Okay. In that case, yeah, so you manage to make it to the tower without actually... I mean, you get approached by a few royal guards coming to attack you, but in the process, they are swiftly taken down by other members of either the Tel'dath or the Lizzie's Revenge. At one point, someone makes it all the way to having a sword over your heads at one point, and then their sort of face just sort of explodes as a round comes through the back of their head and splatters you a bit.
These shorts are white.
I know, tell me about it. This flag is ruined now.
Why would they have a white uniform? It seems so ridiculous.
You know, you can just take it at the top and be like, Derek. Red, the blood of angry dwarves.
Why we're trying to surrender.
So you make it to the tower and you open these. It's in a sort of a bit relatively big for this township, but in the scale of buildings that you've seen in your lives each, I mean, it's not a particularly tall building. It's just that most of the buildings in this particular township aren't really over one or two stories. So this being sort of the best part of four stories makes it a very tall building for you. And it has a big oaken door. Although where they got an oak tree on this island, no one knows.
Feeling powerful, can Jeff use thaumaturgy on the door? Because if it's unlocked, thaumaturgy opens unlocked doors.
Do it. Do it.
As we're running towards it, because everything's just happening, people are getting killed around us, it's just sort of like, yes, opens the doors. And like the magical, you know, as your kid, when you're going up to the automatic doors and you sort of pretend you've got the force and you're like... He's just going to open his hands and...
But actually has the force.
You don't have to stop doing that after you stop being a kid.
Oh, damn it. It's locked. It's locked.
No, it's not. They open.
I still
they
do
open.
That.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I still do.
Good lock.
Every time I walk up to it, I just wave my hand.
Yeah.
Every time
at work. Yeah.
So you open the doors and they fling themselves aside as you're approaching. And you find yourselves in a very simple-looking church. Not of any particular religion. It's a sort of pan-religious church that's used for anyone to pray to, any of the pantheon of gods of this world. So around the room you can see religious symbols that reflect a huge number of religions from this plane. And off to the left-hand side, sort of just behind the door, you can see a small little wooden door, which appears to take you into the base of the bell tower.
Derek's just going to touch his Hawkeye pendant a little bit and say a quiet little prayer to himself for those that have been lost. But then he's going to carry on, sort of. Come on, lads.
Nice little emotional bit.
Shit to do.
Yeah. These places have wine, don't they?
Yes, but the wine is for after. If this goes well, we shall be drinking all that we can. And if it goes badly,
you'll be drinking all that we can.
Yeah.
So let's begin now.
Don't worry about it.
Whatever happens, you'll be drinking.
Yeah.
So are you heading up the tower then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said we could go down.
I'm just following Derek.
Where is the bell rung from? Is it rung from below?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the big rope things.
Keth, can you do that?
Roger that.
No, can you just ring the bell?
Sorry, it's all this bell talk. Just got me in the mood. You two bells go up to the top of that tower and I'll stay down here.
We're just asking you to pull it. Don't have to rush.
Don't pull it.
You want me to pull the bell? It's
give
very
it a good
confusing.
Couple of strokes.
Until you hear the right noises.
Keth, can you roll a strength check, please? To pull the bells.
To pull the bells. 11.
11.
Malrus.
Yeah, you've just about managed to pull the bells.
Yeah.
Jesus, you're going to hear a bit of a bell sounding. Just aim in the general direction, but not at the bell tower,
what?
Please.
Okay. What were the words you wanted me to fire on again?
Jeff, what do you feel comfortable saying?
Fire now would be really clear.
It would be really clear, but I'll go with duck. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds
If I say
good.
The word duck, then
Derek,
you're fired.
Don't tell him not to aim goose. At the bells.
Duck.
He'll
duck.
Fuck us all up.
Not goose.
Not at the bells, but just in the deer
okay.
area.
Okay.
Okay. Are the bells ringing?
Ding dong. Dong.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of... Okay, so the bells are ringing.
The bells
of Notre Dame. Anyway, and... Disney movies, eh?
We've had Lion King and Notre Dame.
See how many could sneak
somebody
in.
Somebody been watching Disney Plus?
No, you still haven't given me your login.
Before we go up to the top of the bell tower.
If you do it live, then we can all have fun.
Yeah. Before you go up.
Can I lock the door to the bell tower, please? Can I lock the door that we've just come through, or at least try to with my thing?
I mean, it doesn't have a lock.
The automatic doors.
Does it have any kind of bar that I could put across for like sanctuary?
Not from within the tower.
No, as in, I just mean. Yeah, well, sort of. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Never mind. You answered my question.
Typically, you would lock a door from the inside of the building, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I just don't want people to break in and try and like stop us.
Keth's down there. Keth's
okay. Downstairs, yeah,
it's
never
fine.
Mind. Yeah.
If okay. we hear the bell stop, we'll know something's going wrong. Really.
Yeah.
That's quite a big alert.
Yeah. Right.
That should ring a couple of bells for
us. They're one-handed fighting off four guys. Just saying, yeah, I've got to keep ringing these bells. Sorry, lads. I'll give you my full attention in a minute.
Yeah. Somebody reload this fucking thing.
So you head to the top of the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek, I'm nervous.
It's okay, Jeff. Jeff, you
I'm
can
better
do
with
this.
The spontaneous. This is planned stage. Oh,
I know. But just
we haven't
just
even got a script. It hasn't been approved yet.
Jeff, you know. Jeff, calm down. Listen to me.
Anyone sign it off? And from the top of this tower, you look out and you see a township on this island, a relatively small one. It's a smattering of buildings of a wooden construction mostly. And you see that a good number of those are either sort of smouldering with plumes of smoke coming out or ablaze themselves. And you see there's a significant amount of sort of pistol and musket smoke filling the streets. But even from the height you're at, you can see there are a good number of fights still going on. There are many bodies, the majority of whom appear to be wearing what used to be a white uniform, and they are sort of scattered around. It does look very much to your eyes that your side is very much winning, although there have been a number of casualties on your side. So
it looks like every English city when lockdown ends, we can all go out on the piss.
Yeah, absolute carnage, yes.
Nice.
I think Birmingham Broad Street at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say Birmingham, but I didn't.
Well done. We're proud of you, Keth.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I will not cause outrage on this podcast anymore.
You want me to shout?
I'll do fine.
Jeff, I just need you to thaumaturgy it or do your big voice thing. Okay. The emotional truth, your motivation is to stop the bloodshed. The emotional truth of the moment is these people have nothing left to fight for. Surrender now and we won't kill all of them, okay? Just take that, hold it, right? And 3, 2, 1, in your own time, action.
To the backdrop of Keth, like swinging at the bottom of it like a frenzied orangutan. It's like, glang!
And Derek's gonna start waving this white flag from the top of the thing.
So to start off with, Jeff's gonna sort of like really focus. He's gonna close his eyes, he's looking down. And at that point, he's just going to clench his fists and a slight rumble of thunder is going to sort of crack in the sky. At which point, the ground is going to start to shake harmlessly, but tremors still the same. And then finally, I'm going to cast it on my voice and say, "Stop! Everybody, the island has been taken. I think at this point you have two options. You either have to go home, get your stuff and get out, or, you know, continue to die."
And I'm going to fire the cannon. Boom.
If you don't believe me, duck.
Duck.
Damn.
And I'll fire it again.
Okay. Fire a different one.
Malrus, roll 2d20s then, please.
To see if they hit us.
If you don't believe me.
That's a 19.
Duck. And?
A natural 20.
They're not all great.
Okay, both of them plough into a building opposite this church on the far side of a sort of square that they've made, and it fully collapses, crushing a number of royal guards who had been garrisoned in there and were taking shots at the crowd.
That went well.
Jeff, keep going. You see what happens when you stand against us. Just.
I've got to be honest, so far, this speech started really well. It's really taken a dip off the end. Cannon fire's brought it back up here. Can you finish strong? That's what we need. Good, strong finish. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Big beefy finish.
See what happens if you mess with us. You don't want to continue any of this. You should surrender now. Lay down your weapons, and no harm will come to you.
Duck.
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 I'll fire again.
Okay. Roll a d20 then. 19, yeah, you hit another building.
Excellent.
And you hear the Wilhelm scream.
I hope that wasn't a school, Malrus.
Jeff, can you please roll persuasion?
Oh, this is
with advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gotta be.
Persuasion. Oh, I am. Yes, I get plus 6 to that. So that would be 22.
I thought you were going to say 7.
Yeah, 22.
22.
Because I've got 12 and 16, and I've got plus 6.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That persuades the hell out of them. I mean, they could already see that they were losing. Some of these were, you know, were conscripts. They're not there for a good time.
They're there for a long time, not a good time.
And they throw down their arms and raise their hands and go whoop whoop like that. They put their hands
That's
up.
That's the sound of the Tel'dath. Whoop whoop.
Now are you all ready to party?
So Malrus searched his ship while Jeff took a dip. And that impressive performance made the guards lose their shit. Next, it's off to the tower, meeting some of Lizzie's crew, while a voice speaks to Malrus, suggesting evil things to do. From the top of the tower, Jeff booms and persuades, so they lay down their arms. Did they really just cave? It seems the mission's complete. But did they hit all of their criteria? Well, you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Hey everyone, it's your Dungeon Master James again, and I can't believe you've listened all the way to the end of the show again. Yeah. You thought I'd forgotten about doing these bits at the end of the show, but I just wanted to keep you on your toes. That's all it was, you know. Just a little break, and then, you know, I'm back. Yeah, the show's over now anyway. So, thanks for listening. Oh, you want more? Ah, well. The next episode's out of, well, next week, in fact. Same time, same place, same bat time, same bat place, something like that. Anyway, if you do want more action and you just can't wait until next week's episode, well, I mean, you've got two options. One, and, you know, this is always a good option. You can go back to the start and listen all the way from the beginning. Two, you can pick a random episode and just listen to that one or listen to this one again. Oh, I think that was three options. Fourth option, though, and this is a really good choice. Just, you know. Sit down for this one. Okay, so if you're looking for some more exciting D&D adventures, you could always check out A Tale of D20s. It's a great little podcast, and I really, really think you're going to enjoy it. I've started listening relatively recently, and actually, I think it's well worth a listen. So there's a little trailer for them next. If you like them, go and check them out. They'll tell you where, I'm certain of it. And until next time, I guess, see you next week. Well, hear you. You'll hear me. If you want to speak to me, I'm on Discord. Hey, check these guys out.
A world shattered by chaos.
I will have your blood for breakfast.
Swarms of demons terrorize the masses.
You kind of hear them as you approach them all cackling.
Forgotten by the gods who once protected it.
Nyx and Miliki, guide me.
Five heroes make a stand against evil.
Cal, Morgoth, Ulfia.
I am Horatio Kane.
I am Nomus Menaka.
My friends and allies call me King.
I am Duran the Gale.
But darkness creeps around every corner.
Chaotic Vagrant, strike him of the Thunder God.
The drama.
Oh God, they're gonna kill Kaijin.
The romance.
And he embraces him with the cradling motions of the Queen's Ice Crown on the ship.
The hope.
It's pretty incredible that such powerful people could come together.
Will their courage be enough? Or will chaos sink the world into madness? Descent into the Void, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition actual play podcast. Download now on all major podcast apps or at atalofd20s.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like,
yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.